Residents from the coastal village of Koniginuk in southwest Alaska rallied against nature to clear the way for a barge carrying a load of heating fuel and gasoline earlier this week. As KYUK's Charles Enoch explains, freeze-up has already started along the coast.
40 or so community members broke the river ice by lining up 5 boats they used as a makeshift icebreaker. It took more than 24 hours to break trail so a barge could reach the local gas station with the delivery. Koniginuk resident Roderick Phillip was a part of the effort that had residents working from Sunday evening to Monday afternoon. He says it was
cold and windy. It was frozen pretty good. They had 3 inches of ice. We used Lund boats. Majority of the boats were Lunds, and there was like 10 four-wheelers lined up in the river just to the light up the river. So the boats could see.
Phillip says the broken ice also presented some hazards. The Intrepid crew lost a few outboard propellers to the ice, also dealing damage to many of the lower units. Jerry Ivan manages the local tribal trading post, the Kamikhtalik store. In late September, he says they realized they wouldn't have enough fuel to last through the winter, so they ordered more from a distributor in Anchorage. Weather delays and freeze-up looked as if they would prevent the delivery on Sunday.
There was a north wind for a long time, so the barge couldn't make the delivery. Then the river started freezing. Our elders asked for help, so our corporation began by providing fuel for the small boats we used to break the ice.
Koniginuk is situated right along the coast, 30 miles from the mouth of the Kuskokwim River, and is no stranger to high waves during the windy fall season. Cold weather came early this year, and Phillip says without the vital fuel delivery, Koniginuk would have effectively shut down.
No gasoline would mean no hunting during springtime, or even I wouldn't have any gas for the winter. Our main source of heat is diesel fuel.
With no nearby source of firewood, residents also use gas to travel to the Kuskokwim 50 miles away, or even to the Yukon for bigger logs, well over 100 miles away to get wood for their steam baths. The barge was able to leave safely Tuesday night, thanks to the community keeping the river ice flowing. For now, Koniginuk residents are focusing on getting nutrition from the Bering Sea before the surrounding sea freezes over. In Bethel, I am Charles Enoch.